Get six Charlie cowboys to carry my coffin. Get six pretty maidens to bear up my pall.
Tumbleweed, episode number 11. Billy goes to Laredo.
Meanwhile, back in Tumbleweed, Billy and Peppino are waiting for Sheriff Sam and Virgil to return.
What's wrong, Senior Billy? You have not eaten all of your breakfast today. Is something wrong with Rosa's cooking?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with Rosa's breakfast. I just got something that's gnawing on me, that's all.
What is it, Billy?
It's that Tora girl, that's what it is. Sheriff Sam and Virgil take too long to come back, and I keep on thinking that if we don't get down to Laredo to find her, that the man who abducted her might take her across the border.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was talking to a man in the Tumbleweed Saloon the other day who said he was in a saloon in Laredo and he ran into a man named Miguel who was with a young lady who matches the description of Tori.
Yeah, but there is nothing we can do until Sheriff Sam and Virgil return.
Well, maybe there is something we can do about it, Peppino.
What do you mean, Billy?
I was thinking, maybe I should just ride down to Laredo and see if I can find this bandito Miguel and see if he's got Tora with him. If he has got her, I would persuade him to hand her over to me.
I hear that Miguel is a tough hombre. So how will you persuade him, Billy?
I'd persuade him with these two friends I got strapped to my hips.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea, Billy. You don't have anyone to back you up if you go down to Laredo by yourself. You should wait for Sheriff Sam and Virgil to return.
Say, did you ever hear what happened about that cowboy who got killed last week at the barn on the ranch?
Yes, I did. They were gathered around to brand the steers for a big cattle drive when something spooked the steers and they stampeded. Everyone got out of the way but this one cowboy because he was the last man branding.
Well, you never want to be the last man branding, that's for sure.
Oh, I was talking to Senior Duncan at the general store this morning, and he told me that last night he saw a good lurking young woman lurking around the back of his store. I told him I would tell you about this.
Okay, Peppino. I'll keep an eye out for this good lurking young woman.
Senorita Laura, good morning. Would you and Billy like me to go out for a few minutes?
Nah, it's okay, Peppino. You can stay. Hi, Laura. Sorry I haven't had time to come by and see you. But I've been kind of busy here looking after the jail and doing sheriff duties for the last few days.
That's okay, Billy. I just came by to see if you had time to go to lunch with me, is all.
Yes, I reckon I do. It'll have to be a quick lunch because I'm going to be heading down to Laredo on some business right after lunch.
What kind of business, Billy?
Oh, I got to find that Tora girl who got abducted and bring her back.
Shouldn't you be waiting for the sheriff and Virgil to get back before you be doing that?
There ain't no time to be waiting on them. Because the man who abducted her might take her across the border into Mexico.
Oh, it sounds too dangerous for you to go alone, Billy. I really think you better wait for the sheriff and Virgil.
Nope, my mind's made up. I'm going today. Now, if you want to have lunch at Rosa's, we best be going. Okay, Peppino, can you look after things while I'm gone? I'm going to head out for Laredo right after lunch.
Sure, Senior Billy. What about the good lurking young woman?
I'll look into that when I get back from Laredo.